May be seated. I want to remind you, next week's midweek service is moved back to Tuesday night. Next week is the week of Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe that we are there already. And so next week we are having our midweek service on Tuesday night. And at the back there are little cards on the table in front of a wicker basket. That's what happens when you try to say wicker and basket real close and real fast. And so what they say at the top is, this Thanksgiving I am thankful for. And then we just ask that you would write something, be as specific as you would like. You can submit it anonymously, or you can put your name on it. If you put your name on it, we will put that up on the screen. And what this is for, Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday night, which is our Thanksgiving service, we do a little different service, and we there's some remarks that will be made, but then we're going to partake of communion. And while we partake of communion in giving thanks unto God, we're going to be displaying up on the screen different things that you as members of this church are thankful for. And so that will be scrolling in the background as we pray and as we partake of communion. So the more the merrier. So if you have things that you would like to put in the basket, I just ask that you would give me liberty to maybe edit or make it a little bit more concise if necessary. But I promise not to change the meaning. But we will display that on the screen next week during our Thanksgiving service. And so we thank you for doing that, being a part of that. We are continuing in our understanding the end time. I don't know about you, but I am learning a lot in the lessons. There is a lot to be learned. And I've heard of other people that have recently joined us that are excited about it. And so I hope you like the information. Sister Pat, you have? Sure. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, most certainly. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. And continue to be in prayer for Sister Pat as she has to make other decisions concerning this. And so we're grateful and thankful to God for that great report. So we are going to continue in a study tonight. We entitled A Guide for Giving Thanks. And Brother Mace, there's nobody back there to put it up on the screen. So I guess I'll pull double duty here. Bear with me one moment. There we are. A Guide for Giving Thanks. This is lesson number 2, Ways to Show You Are Thankful. And this is basically a study. Obviously, as I've stated in times past, I like to talk about being thankful, thankfulness prior to Thanksgiving, and us as a church coming together for a Thanksgiving service. And last week, we talked about why it was important that we were thankful. We'll kind of rehash just a little bit here in a moment. But I want us to look at the focus verse. It's found in Colossians chapter number 3, verses 16 and 17. It says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." I want to look at verse number 17 again. It says, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks." Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So tonight we're going to talk about ways that you can show that you are thankful. Ways that you can give thanks. In other words, ways that I can show my appreciation for what is done for me. And so we're going to talk about that. What we do in word and deed should be expression of thanks. The Bible says, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks." So in other words, the way that I live, the lifestyle that I live, the conversation that I have, the behavior that I implement in my life should be an expression of thanks. And I know you've heard it before, and I'll probably say it more than once. It's living life in an attitude of gratitude that says, I am thankful for what I have. I am thankful for the blessings that God has bestowed upon my life. And in that thankfulness, I will show, there will be an expression of thanks in what I say, in what I do. in word and in deed. In my conversation, I'm not always pessimistic and talking about the bad stuff. I try to find the silver lining even on the darkest cloud. I am going to have an attitude that says I am thankful and I am grateful. Is everything going on in life always roses? Absolutely not. Everything I'm dealing with, it always good? Is it always something that I'm happy that is in my life? No, it's not. But even in the dark times and even in the trying times, I can understand that all things do work together for the good. That God can use those things in my life to help me, to strengthen me, to give me power to persevere. And in that, I can be thankful. And even in the trials and even in the dark times and even in the trying times, I can be thankful. A lot of times we're not thankful until afterwards, till we look back and we realize how much we needed that, or how that developed character in us, or how that shaped me and made me more powerful and strengthened me. And then we look back on the situation and say, man, I'm thankful that it happened to me. In the time that I was going through it, I didn't relish. I wasn't happy that I was experiencing that. But now looking back, I can honestly say, had it not been for that trial, or had it not been for that affliction or that situation, I would not be the person that I am today. God helped shape me and mold me into who I am through those trials and through those things. So what we do in word and deed should be an expression of thanks. Our lifestyle, our behavior, our conversation should be an expression of thanks. Last week we determined how important it is to be thankful. And these are basically three main points that we brought out last week when we talked about why it is so important that we are thankful. And again, I know we do this around Thanksgiving, and I know at Thanksgiving, it's like everybody's thinking about being thankful. And I've seen the post on Facebook, and I'm not demeaning it. I think it's great. Every day, people are posting something they're thankful, and the trend is, on this day, I'm thankful for, and on this day, I'm thankful. And I think that's great. I think it's good that we say that, or we write that, or whatever. But more importantly, it's that we live it. That we live a life of thanks. That what we say and what we do is an expression of gratitude for what God has done in us and through us, and in faith what God will do in us and through us. It is an expression, a lifestyle that I live that says thank you. And last week we determined how important it is to be thankful. We talked about we have so much to be thankful for. We really do. Now the enemy wants us to focus on the bad things. The enemy wants to focus on the negative things in life and what we don't have. But if we truly understand what it means to be thankful, then we can look at our lives and realize that I have a lot to be thankful for. I don't care what situation you're in right now. I'm not demeaning the situation. What I'm saying is that I guarantee you, if you got on your knees and started thanking God, things would come to your mind and you would realize, I have a lot to be thankful for. I have a lot that I need to express thanks in my living to God for his hand upon me in my life. We do have so much that we are to be thankful for. When we're thankful, thankfulness causes us to appreciate what we have. When we start to count our blessings and name them one by one, it causes us to be grateful. It causes us to appreciate those things that we do have. And we focus not on what we don't have, but on what we do have. And all of a sudden it begins to brighten our day. All of a sudden, our outlook becomes more optimistic. We start seeing God's hand of help and provision in our life, and we become thankful. And we appreciate what we do have. And then we talked about thankfulness is a great witness to the world around us. Being thankful, expressing it in word or deed, giving thanks unto God. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto God. And when we do that, when we live a life of thankfulness, even in the dark times and even in the trials and even in the molding and shaping and being on the potter's wheel, I'm thankful because I know he is making me a new vessel. And I'm thankful for it. So we talked a little bit about where we left off last week. Now, let's talk about where we're going to go this week. Ways to show we are thankful. Number one. Take care of the things entrusted. See, and I hope that By the time we're done tonight, you'll realize there are ways that I can, it's more than just saying thank you. There are ways that I can show that I'm thankful. And one of the ways that I can show that I'm thankful is to take care of what's been entrusted unto me. To show my appreciation, if I've counted those blessings and I've named them and I realize that I do have so much to be thankful for, well, then one of the ways that I'm showing that I am thankful for those things is how that I take care of them. Number two, a willingness to sacrifice. If I'm truly thankful, then there should be a willingness in my life to sacrifice, to give of myself. It's going to cost me something. Yes, but that cost is in relation to how thankful I am for what I have. Willingness, a willingness to sacrifice is a way to show that I am thankful. And then finally, pay it forward. The greatest ways to show that I am thankful for what I have is not to be greedy and take it all in for myself. But one of the greatest ways for me to show that I am thankful for what I have is to pay it forward. To take those blessings that God has bestowed upon me, to take those things that I've named, that I've knelt before Him, and I realize I have so very much to be thankful for. And not just say thank you and get up and feel good that I've said thank you, but to really show and to express my thankfulness by paying it forward. By providing for other people via what God has provided for me. If I'm thankful for the vehicle that I drive, well, one of the ways that I can show that I'm thankful for the vehicle that I drive is pay it forward by bringing someone to church in the vehicle. All right. It's going to be a rough crowd tonight. I feel it. Let's look at 2 Peter, chapter number 1, verses 3 and 4. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now think about this. Bible says, Peter, the Apostle Peter, is telling us that we have received exceeding great and precious promises. That God has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. In other words, those things that I have, those things that you have, are from God. He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everything that we have, we talked about this in times past. Everything that we have, that we interact with, that we associate with in the reality of our lives, it all has its origin in God. Created everything. Everything can be traced back to nature. All things that pertain unto life and godliness come from God. He is the originator. He is the creator. And so we can take those things that we have, that God has blessed us with, and we can take those things that pertain to life and godliness, and we use them for His glory. That we might be partakers of a divine nature. That I become more like Him. And how I become more like Him is by giving of myself. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Being willing to sacrifice and pay it forward. It's one of the ways that I show that I am thankful. Not only is it that way, but it's also in how I treat or how I protect and how I take care of those things that God has given me. He's given unto me all things as they pertain to life and godliness. And He's whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. In other words, we truly need to understand how valuable what we have is. Take care of the things entrusted. Those things that God has given unto me. All things that pertain to life and godliness. Exceeding great and precious promises that He has bestowed upon us. How do I take care of them? What am I doing with those things that God has placed in my life? Let me take it from a parenting standpoint. Something every parent has said. I've said this numerous times in relation to my children. Namely, my oldest son, who is very hard on tennis shoes. And I tell him, I've said it more than once, if you really appreciated that mom and dad purchased those for you and we spent our good money on you, you would take better care of them. How many of you, as a parent, have ever said that to a kid? Yeah? If you really appreciated that, whatever that is, then you would take better care of it. In other words, I would know that you value that. One of the ways that you would show your gratitude to me, one of the ways that you would show me that you're thankful that we got that for you, is the way you take care of it. Amen? Is it not true in our relationship with God? One of the ways that we show Him that we are grateful for these exceeding great and precious promises and all things that pertain unto life and godliness, one of the ways that I show that I am thankful is how I take care of it. Do I value the things of God? Do I value those things that God has blessed me with? And do I value those things that He has bestowed upon me? See, let me just take it from a father's standpoint. I try to thank God on a daily basis, and at night when we have our prayer time with the kids, I thank God for my children. One of the ways that I'm going to show God that I'm thankful for the children that He has given unto me is in the way that I raise them. He has entrusted those precious souls to me. And as their father, I need to make sure that what He has entrusted me with, I take care of. So what I allow in my home, and what I allow them to interact with, and what I allow them to experience, I've got to be careful. Why? Because they're great. They're precious. And I value them greatly. And so they're entrusted unto me. God has given, He's bestowed these precious souls unto me. And so I've got to value them enough that I protect them, that I watch over them, that I realize God has entrusted these precious children unto me. And so what I do and how I live, moms and dads, how you act in front of your children, how you place things in priority, they see. They know what you value. You can say you value church all you want, but if I'm hit and miss and every now and then, and guess what? My actions in that sense speak much louder than words. If I just, when it's not feeling well or things aren't going right and I just decide not to come to church, guess what I'm doing? I'm devaluing it. I'm sorry. I'm not here to pamper you. I'm here to tell you what they witness and they see in your life, what you value. And if you're really thankful that God has placed me in this body of believers and I'm not coming to church, if my coming to church is out of obligation, careful. Careful. Because my coming to church and my being a part of a body of believers should be a part of my expression of thanks. It is a privilege to come and be with the body of believers. It is a privilege to come and be encouraged in the word. And I come and express my gratitude in the way that I worship, in the way that I make it a priority in my life. The more we value something, the more likely we are to take care of it. It's a big difference. If I give somebody a rock, or I give somebody a multi-carat rock. You get it? It's a big difference. If I just go outside and pick up a rock, say, here, this is for you. You're going to be like, oh, thanks. Appreciate that. But if I bring you a big old rock that's multiple carats and it's clear and glistening, you're going to realize, wait a second, there's value there. And you're going to take extra care of it, right? It only makes sense. I'm going to take that thing and put it in a safe, or go to the bank, put it in a safe deposit box, or Go to the pawn shop if you're not really thankful. But do you understand what I'm saying? It's if I truly value it, then I take care of it. If I truly value my walk in relationship with God, guess what? I take care of it and I protect it. I make sure to put fences up and I make sure to do. It's important that I understand the concept of value. And in that value, if I value it, then I protect it. And one of the ways that I show my thankfulness is how much I protect it and how much I do to make sure it's not jeopardized. When we protect and take care of the things given unto us, it shows how thankful we are to have them. It shows how thankful we are to have. And see, here's the thing. And here's, and I know we, I'm not trying to rehash last week, but because we have so much of the time, we feel like we're entitled to it. Things that other people would cherish and they would protect and they would value so much, we don't value much anymore. We just don't. And so the whole concept of showing my gratitude and be, I mean, it's really got to be grandiose and it's really got to be amazing and out of this world. We open, many of us open a closet to multiple pairs of shoes. Where there are some people, and I'm not trying to make you put you on a guilt trip. What I'm trying to say is there are some people, if they had a pair of shoes, they would so value just that one pair of shoes that they would do everything to protect it and make sure that it was. It's the same way, unfortunately, sometimes in our we have the freedom to come to church. We have the freedom to read our Bible anytime we want to read the Bible. People in other countries don't have those kind of liberties. And guess what? They value the opportunity. They value the opportunity to open the Bible and read the Bible. I'll move on. Psalms 107:21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. You see that? And we look at that verse and we kind of, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. It almost seems like that doesn't fit. You're talking about sacrifice and thanksgiving with rejoicing. Well, it's if you're sacrificing, that's not always fun. So why the Bible says you sacrifice with the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. Hebrews 13:15 says, by Him therefore let us offer up the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving what? Thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. See? Another way that I show that I am thankful is a willingness to sacrifice. A willingness to sacrifice. All through the Old Testament, we find altars where sacrifices of thanks are given. Noah, when he comes out of the ark, first things he does is he builds an altar to give thanks unto God. Abraham builds an altar to give thanks unto God. Jacob builds an altar and give thanks unto God. We find all throughout the Old Testament that individuals are giving sacrifices as a way of showing gratitude and saying thank you to God. Our reasonable service to God should include sacrifices showing our thankfulness. We used to sing a song years ago, we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. It's not just ritualism. It's not just tradition that we come and we gather together and we clap our hands and we lift our voice and we sing and we have spiritual psalms and we teach and admonish one another. That's not just tradition. That is bringing sacrifices of praise. I've already said it, so I'm just, you know, one of the reasons why Christendom as a whole has become devalued so much is because for a lot of people in mainstream Christendom, being a Christian doesn't require sacrifice anymore. It doesn't cost me anything. I can come, sacrifice. I can have a good feeling. I can go through the motions. I can be pampered a little bit. Talk good things. And I can go out. It doesn't cost me anything. And unfortunately, because it doesn't cost me anything, there's very little commitment to it. See, there's a link between the cost of something and my commitment to it. If it doesn't cost me very much, I'm not going to be that committed to it. But if it costs me something, then there's another level of attachment. When it costs me something, when I realize that there's sacrifice given unto it. That's why when David went to the threshing floor of Ornan, and Ornan said, no, you can just have it. David said, I need to build an altar here to give thanks unto God. And Ornan said, no, you can just have it. And David said, oh, no. I will not have something that costs me nothing. David understood the concept. If it's not going to cost me something, I'm not going to be as attached to it. And I want to be attached to it. So it's going to have to cost me something. Fortunately, that's what Christianity has become. Something that cost me very little in life. So that's why there's a revolving door. And that's why there's churches by the thousands who have a turnover ratio that is out of this world. Because people come in one week and they leave the next. And they come in one week and they leave the next. And there's no commitment. So I've been doing this long enough to recognize the people that stay around are the people who are willing to commit. If you can't get people to commit, if you can't get people who are willing to sacrifice, if you can't get people who are willing to show their thankfulness to God, be a part of the body of believers in the church, and they won't give of themselves, and they're not willing to sacrifice, they won't be around very long. I'm sorry. Why? Because the level of commitment and cost isn't there. But on the other hand, if you get somebody who's willing to sacrifice, the three T's of sacrifice will reveal how thankful we truly are. Anybody know what the three T's are? Say it quite a bit. Anybody? Three T's of sacrifice. Treasure, time, and talent. Three T's of sacrifice. It's really easy to tell how much somebody values something. You want to know how? Will they give their time to it? Will they give their money to it? And will they give their ability to it? It's really easy to tell. You see, that's where being, and it's an expression of thankfulness. If I'm willing to put my time into it, I'm willing to put my talent into it, and I'm willing to put my money into it. Guess what? Then I'm showing how thankful I am. Then I'm revealing in those three T's, my time, my talent, and my treasure, how attached I am to it. I tell you what, let me just pick on the men for a while. If a guy has a man cave, and you go into his man cave, it doesn't take you long to figure out what he's attached to. It doesn't take you long to figure out what he values. It's usually displayed in what's displayed in the man cave. Why? Because he's given his time, his talent, and his treasure to it. And it's no different in our walking relationship with God. I know this is not the easiest teaching to endure. I get that. But if we're truly going to express that we're thankful, guess what? We're willing to give our time, our talent, and our treasure to it. And the more connected I am, guess what? The more I'm showing how thankful I am. When I'm willing to give those three T's of sacrifice, it reveals how thankful we truly are. Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Another way that we show it, that we're thankful, is by paying it forward. We pay it forward. You see, this is how we give our time, our talent, and our treasure. This is how we give that we are willing to sacrifice. We pay it forward. We look, we understand. God has given us this stuff. They're exceeding great and precious promises. We look back over our life and realize that God has blessed us and he's bestowed upon us all those things that pertain to life and to godliness, and we're thankful for it. And in our attitude of gratitude, in our thankfulness, we are willing to sacrifice. We are willing to sacrifice our time, our talent, and our treasure. We're willing to take those things that God has bestowed upon us, all those things that we see and understand according to his word, and we don't just keep them to ourselves, we pay it forward. We use our time, our talent, and our treasure, and we pay it forward. Now, let's go very simplistic. My thankfulness in receiving something as simple as a compliment is shown in paying a compliment. I mean, this is like baby steps. This is like even my willingness to pay someone a compliment shows that I am, it's a show of thankfulness in receiving a compliment. If I am willing to pay a compliment, if I'm willing to say to someone, man, you look nice, I'm not talking about just being insincere, I'm talking about truly caring and truly paying a compliment. I'm paying it forward. You want to know why? Because we know how good it feels to receive a compliment. Something as simple as someone saying something nice to us and commenting on dress or our hair or lack thereof. Something as simple as receiving a compliment and being willing to pay it forward is a show of thankfulness. Because I've received compliment, I pay a compliment. It's a show, and it's an expression of thanks. Not only that, when I am willing to pay a compliment, it's almost as if I am telling God, thank you for your creation. I tell somebody, man, you've got a beautiful voice. It is a way of showing thankfulness that God created in them the ability to sing. It's not rocket. It's pretty simple. When I learn how to be thankful, I can show thankfulness in even paying a compliment to someone. Well, let's make it a little bit deeper. My thankfulness in receiving the gospel is shown in my sharing of the gospel. Whoa, we just like took it to the other end there, Pastor. My thankfulness in receiving the gospel is shown in my willingness to share the gospel. Not to keep it all for myself. If I'm truly thankful, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but there's probably quite a few people in here that were brought in via Bible study. If you're truly thankful for that, well then, maybe you, and I'm not saying you haven't, but if you haven't shared in a Bible study with someone else, you can tell me you're thankful, but the way that you really show that you're thankful is by paying it forward. By saying, I'm thankful that someone took time out of their schedule to sit down at a dinner table with me and go through a flip chart and teach me. And so in that, I am going to share. I'm going to show my thankfulness. What's been done to me by doing it for others. I can't tell you how many probably articles and different things I've read from other people that when asked, what was the catalyst for doing what you're doing? Maybe this individual is going and visiting the elderly and they ask, what's the catalyst for you doing what you're doing? And many times they say, well, when my mother or my loved one was sick, there were people that just came and visited and talked with them. And it meant so much to me that they would take that time and do that for my loved one that I feel that I should do that for someone else's loved one. It's that whole paying it forward thing where I show how thankful, I show how the gratitude that I have in my heart for what was done, the kindness that was shown unto me. I don't just take that all in for me. I am then willing to pay it forward and share it. If we are full of thanks, it will spill over onto others. If we are full of thanks, then it will spill over onto others. I will. If I'm thankful, instead of thankless, if I'm thankful In other words, I am expressing in my lifestyle, my conversation, and my behavior. Guess what? If I'm thankful, it'll spill over in my conversation. If I'm truly thankful for the blessings God has bestowed upon my life, it'll spill over. It will. As I'm talking with individuals and I begin to refer to my life and the blessings that God has bestowed upon me and how God has been gracious and loving unto me. And if I'm really thankful, it'll spill over. So that then begs the question, if it's not spilling over in my life, maybe there's some thanks that I'm neglecting. Maybe there's more time I need to spend in reflection upon those things that God has given unto me, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Those exceeding great and precious promises that God has bestowed upon me, that someone was willing to share the gospel with me, that someone was willing to take time out of their schedule to deal with me when I was a mess. Can I not then be paying it forward, willing to sacrifice of my time and my talent and my treasure? Pay it forward to someone else to reach them where they are, even though they're a mess right now? Can I be thankful enough that it spills over in my life and touches them? Could it be that my thankfulness and my expression of my thanks unto God is what causes someone to take a second look? What causes someone to say, maybe they have something that I don't because they're thankful? I can't help but notice in conversation and interaction with them, they're always talking about good things. And it seems like they always have something nice to say. They're always complimenting other people. You see what I'm saying? Even in our daily activity, in our rubbing shoulders with coworkers, are we complimentary or are we derogatory? My life showing, is it an expression of thanks? So much wrong. Well, can you find something that's right? Can you focus on what's good? Can you find the silver lining and be grateful and thankful? In closing, you can stand to your feet. Did you do your homework? Anybody remember what the homework was? See how good students you are. Sister Rose? Yes, very simply, I wanted you to come up with 2-3 people that you would send a thank you card. I told you if you would bring the address, we got envelopes, you write it down. Give the address, I'll give you a stamp to put on it. And we got all kinds of thank you cards right here. It's 2 boxes right here full of thank you cards and envelopes. And so what, anybody remember what the rules were? Couldn't be, Brother Gary. Or a church member. Can't be a relative, and it can't be another church member. So those are the only 2 exclusions. Anybody else is fair game. Just can't be a relative, and it can't be a church member. And what I want you to do is write a thank you card, and just if you have the address in the envelope here tonight, we'll put a stamp on it for you, and you can drop it in the mail, and it's just saying thanks. It's not going to take much of your time. It's going to take hardly any of your talent, unless you just have horrible handwriting. And the church is even willing to buy the stamp, so it ain't going to take any of your treasure. Are you willing to pay it forward in just something of that nature? All right. Here are the cards, and here are the envelopes. We're going to close in prayer, and then we're going to have them set up front here, and you can come and take them at your leisure. Just make sure that you're not taking a lot, you know, just 2 to 3 so that we have enough to go around. Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, God, that we can show in our lives, God, that we can give in our conversation, in our behavior, God, in our activities, expressions of thanks, what we say and what we do, whatsoever we do in word or deed, God, let it all be done in your name, giving thanks, God. We love you, we praise you, we honor you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. For all that you are and all that you do, in Jesus' precious name we pray. And everybody said amen. Look at that. Even give me 5 minutes to work on the cards. God bless you.